Shooter's Grill opened the door for me to really become an advocate for the Second Amendment, but I feel as strongly for the First and the 10th as I do the Second. I am an advocate for freedom.
Lauren Boebert announced her campaign last week. She owns Shooter's Grill in Rifle, Colorado. The restaurant has received national attention in past years thanks to waitresses who openly carry guns during their shifts.
At Shooter's Grill, open carry has nothing to do with takeout.
In the town of Rifle, Colorado, that's right, Rifle, in a restaurant called Shooter's Grill, you can openly carry a gun.
Astonishingly, the waitresses at the Shooter's Grill are all fully armed.
Boebert says she was motivated to run by a wave of progressive bills that passed the state legislature last year in Colorado, including red flag laws. When asked why she doesn't run for state legislature where she could effectively oppose those bills, she says there's no time for that.
I don't have time to work my way up to the top. I don't have time to wait my turn. I am an American citizen, and everyone has the right to run for any elected office that they feel they need to. Congressman Tipton has not decided to step down. Therefore, I have to challenge him in the primary.
Boebert says that Tipton is failing to lead on conservative issues.
This year, I was at a rally with the congressman, and he made a statement that really just struck my heart. He said that he was on a committee where Maxine Waters is the chair, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is on that committee, as well as Rashida Tlaib. And he said, this is the world we live in now. They direct the ship. And I wanted so bad to stand up and say, Congressman, why aren't you directing the ship? You've been in there 8 years. This is your fourth term and you're pursuing a fifth. Why aren't you the captain? I understand that we're in the minority, but he's been in the majority before. And we still have Obamacare. We have a national debt that has more than doubled. So I really began to evaluate what I could do to start to direct this ship. Because if one person like AOC can set the tone and the narrative for our entire country, I believe that one person can be her counter, and that person is me.
Boebert often references Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez during campaign rallies and interviews. The now second-year Congresswoman defeated Democratic incumbent Joe Crowley in 2018. Lauren Boebert hopes to pull off a similar victory against Scott Tipton in 2020.
We need conservative leaders now more than ever who will stand up to these progressive socialists and who will not accept the narrative that they're letting run rampant through our country. I've been doing the work. I've been advocating for freedom.
Boebert says she would be a stronger advocate against gun control legislation than Scott Tipton, who has an A rating from the National Rifle Association. She says she would oppose universal background checks for gun purchases, but that some of the current laws could be revisited.
We have laws right now that are in place against people with violent crime histories. Possibly there are some that could be revisited. Maybe there's a statute of limitation that could go forward, but I would really have to look at what laws are in place. And they vary from state to state.
From gun control to the Green New Deal, Boebert says she would prioritize opposing legislation over passing new bills.
If your legislation isn't in the best interest of the people and defending them and making it easier for them to be Americans and patriots and capitalists, then don't bother. I'm only for legislation that helps support the American people. I'm not interested in passing bills as much as I am stopping bills from being passed.
So aside from universal background checks, what does Lauren Boebert oppose? First on her list are red flag laws, which she says are unconstitutional.
They don't have the right to due process. They don't have the right to face their accuser, and they have to go before a judge. And it's not really innocent until proven guilty. It's more insane until proven sane. So these people are absolutely going to be attacked with their constitutional rights.
Boebert also says that any bill that has fundraising for Planned Parenthood should not be approved and supports a right to life petition that would restrict abortions in Colorado later than 22 weeks. But she says even that would not be enough. She also opposes the Green New Deal and says climate change is not a concern.
I don't think there's significant data on climate change. So let's get some good, solid research and I'll examine it. But you know what? We live in a world where the climate is ever changing. We've had ice ages. We've had droughts. We have all sorts of stuff. So I don't think that we're really having the impact that everyone is pushing upon us. I just believe it's a narrative for the government to make more money.
When asked about her stance on the sale of public lands, Boebert declined to comment, saying she would have to look into it more. She says that she would fight to repeal the Affordable Care Act and allow Coloradans to shop for health insurance across state lines. But for the most part, she says that discussion of policy can wait.
I'm just getting started. We are going to have a lot of time to talk about policy. And right now, I just think it's most important that people learn who I am. People learn that I'm more than the girl with the gun. They need to know where I've came from and what gives me the right to step into this role. And policy will follow.
Lauren Boebert has been endorsed by Garfield County Sheriff Lou Valario and Boots on the Ground Bikers for Trump.
I am a very strong supporter of my president. And right now, I have nothing negative to say. I'm eager to work with him in just making this a strong country, a strong economy. And I'm grateful that he's in office right now.
KDNK News, I'm Lucas Turner.